This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Now that would be Moses' sister Miriam, whom Jesus' mother was named after, by the way. Miriam, not Mary. Now put yourself besides the Nile. Can you picture this? Here's Miriam standing at a distance, watching. Maybe wondering indeed if God really is sovereign or not. What's going to happen? Now, by an incredible stroke of luck, verse 5. Then the daughter of Pharaoh comes down to bathe at the river. Now she's watching this. Moses' sister Miriam, standing here watching this scene. Now, out of nowhere, here comes Pharaoh's daughter. Her maidens walked along the riverside, and when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister says to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from among the Hebrew women, so that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter says to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother and her mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. Ha! You gotta love the way that God operates. Not only does Moses' mother get the kid back, she gets paid to raise him. You just got to love God and the way that he works. Paul says, "What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Is God for you today? If your name is in the book of life, God is for you. There's no stopping you. No demon can stop. Listen to me. No one on the face of God's green earth or principality or power or any created thing can prevent you from carrying out the will of God here. No one can prevent that. You are invincible as a child of God until your ministry is up. No one. This is what happens when you trust God. What happened here to this whole scene here with Moses. This is what happens when you trust God. This is what happens when you obey God and leave the consequences up to Him. By the way, what's God calling you to do? Verse 10, the child grew and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter. He became her son. Now we don't know how old he was when this happened. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." Now, Moses means drawn out. Now, let's let the author of the book of Hebrews tell us a little more about this man, Moses. Chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews, verse 23. You can turn there. We're going to be there for a couple minutes. Then we're going to go to Daniel 3. Hebrews 11, verse 23. Love those gadgets. You can turn there real fast, can't you? Clickety, click, click. Now, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. Same as the Hebrew midwives. Same as Daniel in the lion's den. Peter says when he was arrested, we must obey God and not men. Moses' parents weren't afraid of the king's command, and they weren't afraid of the king. When you trust God like this, church, something happens to you. At least I believe it's never happened to me. This could be once in a lifetime thing, something like this happens to you. Something happens to the person who trusts God like this. These are the last recorded words ever spoken by the Apostle Paul. He says, at my first defense, no one stood with me. Everyone forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me so that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered from the mouth of the lion. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the last word spoken by the Apostle Paul. Right before he died. Now Daniel chapter 3 records similar type thing. When you read the three Hebrew children who also trusted in God and left the consequences up to him, they refused to bow the knee to the image. Nebuchadnezzar, when he heard that, he said, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you don't serve my gods or worship the image I've set up? Now, when you're ready, this is Daniel 3:15. If you are ready, when you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image that I've set up, good. But if you don't, you'll be thrown into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God, little g, who's going to deliver you from my hands? Now Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we've got no need to answer you. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. Remember that. God is able to deliver us. God is able to deliver you from your hand, O king. Then they said these next three words. Verse 18. Daniel 3:18. It says, but if not, we still won't bow down and worship your image. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of rage, and the expression on his countenance changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded they heat the furnace 7 times more hotter than it usually is. He commanded certain men of valor that were in his army to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, cast them into the burning fiery furnace. So then these three men were bound up in their coats, trousers, turbans, and garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. And he rose up in haste and spoke, said to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, yes, O king. Or true. Look, exclamation point. He answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. This is 500 years before anyone's ever heard. And the original texts say the Son of God. Not like some Bibles have a son of the gods. It says the Son, ho wios tou theou in Greek, the Son of God. I see four men loose. The fourth looks just like the Son of God. See, this is what happens when you follow God instead of unrighteous laws that lead you to sin. Our God is able to deliver us, but if not, we still won't do it. Now, with Paul, when Paul wrote that, that was the end of Paul's life. And he lost his head, and he was going out in a blaze. Sometimes you go out in a blaze. If your ministry is not done here, no demon in hell can stop you, can come up against you. This is what happens when you follow God instead of unrighteous laws that lead a person to sin. Like approving gay marriage? Maybe teaching evolution to a child in school? Maybe misleading a child? These are issues that God takes quite serious. Man's law says, do not say that. You must teach evolution in school. God says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You've got a predicament. What are you going to do? Who are you going to follow? The midwives feared God. And he took care of everything. Put him first. Trust God, whatever you do. Trust him. Follow him alone and don't worry about anything else. He'll take care of it all. God's got your back. Trust him and follow him. Follow the law and the word of God when it contradicts the law and the word of man. That's my advice to you today. Let's not, you and I, fear the king's commandment. Let's be like these others. Moses, his parents, Daniel, the three Hebrews. Now remember Daniel, they passed a new law there in Babylon that says you can't pray anymore. What are you going to do? So Daniel did what he always did. It's not that he opened his windows because he was proud. He opened his windows because that's what he always did. Open his windows, face Jerusalem, and pray. He was found faithful. May you and I be found faithful as well. It's required of stewards that they be found faithful. The author of Hebrews continues, and we're done. Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Now the writer here shows Moses to be a real hero of faith, who had an intelligent regard for the future hopes of the nation of Israel. And he chose to be identified with the people of God instead of the Egyptians. Last verse. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Then it says this. It says, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.